Wednesday the 6th of October, Kof Ches Tishrei, Rabbi Ron Chassid, Birkas Kriya Shema and Ava Rabbo, Abundant Love.
Shalom Aleichem. My friends, old and new. I speak a little bit about Birkas Kriya Shema. I just start with a sort of halachic overview and then a little idea that came to me in the middle of Shacharis. And Shabbos HaGadol, and I was so excited with my chiddush. I jettisoned my Shabbos HaGadol Shabbos Tshuva drasha, and I gave them separate drasha to share with you. I'm going to share with you. So these brachas are quite enigmatic. We start with Yotzer Ur, which is fine because it's the morning, so you praise the Almighty for the sun and the light and so on. And the Ava Rabba is an interesting bracha. It's Ava Solon, Ava Olam. It's an interesting bracha, and one of the interesting things about it is that it doubles up for Birkas HaTorah. Because I'll say, the prohibition of brachas, that if you got up early and then you wanted to learn, so you say Birkas HaTorah, but if you daven first, you don't need to say Birkas HaRabbah, which includes in your name of Torah in it. It's interesting, because a bracha isn't Bracha Tan Hashem, you know, it's not that, it's not Birkas HaMitzvah, nothing but doubles up. So a couple of shittas on this. I'd like to very briefly give you an overview. There are Rishonim who learn this literally, and the ones who spell it out as a Torah, so it sounds like that, the Itter and the Snag and so on, they spell it out, so really and truly speaking, the main proper Birkas HaTorah is Ahava Rabbah. That's the main one. I mean, every day you get up, you don't do Birkas HaTorah, you go to Shul, you say Ahava Rabbah, and you Yotzi, that's Birkas HaTorah. But also, if you get up especially early one morning, you want to learn, so Yotzi Min HaKlal, then for such a person, we'll Misaken Birkas HaTorah. But it's not normal. The main Birkas HaTorah is Ahava Rabbah.
We say before the Porkas Birkas HaTorah.
That's right. So we Paskin differently, right? There's a whole Shaila. The Shaila over here is, how can you daven? You're saying all sorts of Pukim and so on. You're reading Pukim Asher Yishra Zecho. You haven't the Birkas HaTorah yet.
So we have.
That's right. So we do. So the Halacha Lemaisa is, we follow the other opinions. And so this is, so you've got the first opinion is that actual fact, the main Birkas HaTorah is Ahava Rabbah, and Birkas HaTorah is like B'diyeved. If you want to learn before davening, so good, so you have Birkas HaTorah for that eventuality. So another shitta, very clear shitta, is shitta of Rambam. And Rambam, in the beginning of Inish Chidushim, the Pebrochah, they print this little teshuva. His shaila is, can you say Kel El Nemon? Can you say that? If you don't say it, of course. Can you say that after Birkas Kishma, if you're all alone, you're not going to hear the shit, so we're going to say it. This is a hefsek. This shit is like this. He says that Kishma is a mitzvah, and like any other mitzvah, it needs to have a bracha. So, our rabbi, he says, is Birkas and mitzvahs for Birkas Kishma. It doesn't say a shekisham mitzvah yisof, it doesn't matter. And Chazal say this, at the end of the day, Chazal said this bracha does double up for Birkas HaTorah. So I mean, it can be used. I mean, so there are two Birkas HaTorah, says Rambam. There's one we say in the morning, first thing in the morning, Asher B'chavanu, for all the Torah. And Krishna is also, it's a mitzvah and limud HaTorah. You are saying Pesukim from the Torah. So it's also a type of, so the Masak in this, maybe the specific mitzvah of Krishna, which is a specific set parasha in the Torah, has its own special little miyuchad Birkas HaTorah for that. It follows very well, of course. If you've forgotten to say, you came late, you didn't say the normal Birkas HaTorah at the beginning, then this Birkas HaTorah for Krishna also doubles up. At the end of the day, you have in it all the elements of Birkas HaTorah. So it's true, the Chachila, it was done just for Krishna. But if you have it, you can use it for any. If you have the Makavon and so on, then this counts as Birkas HaTorah for the rest of the day. And what is Yotzer Or for, says Rambam? Yotzer Or, he says, is because it's all to do with Krishna, and it's a Birkas HaShevach, because Krishna is B'shoch B'chav Kamecha, when you go to bed and when you get up in the morning. So it's in the Indian, it's like the Indian of Krishna. This is the morning Krishna, two separate mitzvahs, and so Yotzer Or, because it goes together with the Kumecha, get up in the morning, the sun's shining, so on and so forth. So you have these two different yonim, and of course the Ramban is the easiest one to understand. If you want to have kavana, I always tell my balabatim in Gibraltar that if you're going to study something, one of the a really good topic to learn in halacha and so on, and I'm sure we all come to davening anyway. So if you're coming to that, you're going to be there anyway. You're there from the beginning till the end. So you put effort into understanding. It doesn't take more time while you're saying your tefillah, you're davening, have kavana. So on some level, it's just learning the Perush HaMilim, which aren't always so easy. You know, give me an idea of saying Chazar HaShas. Well, it's not Chazar HaShas. Look in English, I have a linear on the high level. You understand what the words mean, what are the inyonim. It's a bit of investment in time in the inyon of the tefillah that every day for the rest of your life, you're there anyway, you have extra depth to the davening. So the Ramban is quite nice and clear, the Birkas Mitzvahs, and so on. So there's an extreme opinion. Our problem with this thing, saying that Birkas Kriyishma is Mamash Birkas and Mitzvahs, means that it goes together with Mitzvah, of course. And the famous Shaila, right at the beginning of Shas, Me'imosai Kriyishma Ba'arvin, when is the time for Kriyishma at night time? It's Tzitzit Kehovim, it comes out. So Rashi's question, well, how come we daven before Tzitzit Kehovim and we're saying Kriyishma with the Brochus? And that is a massive, a bomba kasha until this day, you know, and the Mishnah Berurah. I mean, generations later, we're still grappling with this problem. Mishnah Berurah says, what should you do, what you shouldn't do, you should daven Shemana Esrei with a Kehillah, and then you say Kriyas Shema afterwards, or Poshet on Yechidus. It's not Poshet, what exactly how you handled it. Even Ad HaYom HaZeh, we don't know how to handle that when they daven Plaga Mincha, the Moshe. They're saying Mayer after Plaga Mincha. The Chazal say that. You can daven Shemana Esrei, right? You can say Shemana Esrei, but who gave you permission to say Birkas Kriyishma, and it's not Zman Kriyishma? And Taka, many of the Rishonim, they all sort of grapple with this. A lot of them say you can't do such a thing. We do it. We rely on the opinion of the Rashba, the Halacha. The Shulchan Aruch brings in Halachas like the Rashba. He says, these brachas, Birkas Kriyishma, are not brachas of Kriyishma. The Birkas HaShevach, they're to do with the morning, get up in the morning. The Sam and Yonim, they're not never in Mekusha. Ad Kedei Kach says a Rashba. When he brings a Rav Yerushalmi, the Anshei Mishmar, and the Beis HaMikdash, he used to say Kriyishma first, then have a Rabba afterwards. You know what I'm saying? It can't be a Birkas HaMitzvahs Mamash. It can't manage to be Mekusha to Kriyishma. So the Ad Kedei Kach says, what happens? Get up early. And no, getting up late actually. The davening late in shul. It's going to be after Zman Kriyishma. So to be on the safe side, you say Kriyishma before davening. Ultimately, where is Kriyishma? Then what happens? You come to davening, and it's after so Zman Kriyishma. What do you do? Says the Rashba, you say Arizon, and Rabba, and MSV and Siv, you miss that Kriyishma. You don't have to say Kriyishma. So give me that out. You said it already, you said it in the morning, you go to the mitzvah. So why waste your time? You don't have to. So Rav Chida Mill said, look, anyway you're davening, you're the sitter in front of you, you might as well say, have a rabbi as well. But you don't have to. Akadei Kach, there's no kasha between them. So the Rashi could take a say brachas. Which, by the way, a challenge for anyone who wants to understand the davening. We're always, used to learning Emesra Yatsiv is going on, Krishna. So you're going to miss it out. What is Emesra Yatsiv? It's not what you've said before, because you haven't said Kriyishma before. So we have to have a new parish language to see what you're about to say now in this bracha. It says Mitzrayim, whatever. That's not really I didn't want to sort of spreading out a little bit too much. So these are the two. So they couldn't do the Rashma, simply Birkas HaShevach. So how come this Ahava Rabba can also double up as a Birkas Kriyishma, right? According to many of the Rishonim, the Ogre and the Itter and the Smag and so on, but in many of them, this was the main Birkas HaTorah. Doesn't sound like it is Birkas HaTorah. According to Ramban, at least it was a Birkas HaTorah for Kriyishma, so it is also a Birkas HaMitzvahs. According to Rashi, we have to say it's true. It's not a Birkas HaMitzvahs. No, it has all the elements. It talks about the chain bilabain, being like having a scale, a little lamed and so on. But all the elements of it talks about the Torah. And enough of it starts with, a bachay, a rabbi, and a bachay, but it doesn't matter. It's a bracha, the chazal with masakan, and it's got in the Torah, it's a b'dieved. You can also use that as a birkas Torah. So these are the three main shitters on what this bracha is. But here's the interesting thing is that, if I might still consider for this to get this right. Our nusach is slightly different, but if when you read this bracha, a couple of things that were bothering me for years and years, and it starts like this: Ava Rabbo, oh, about a lamb. I said, Havas Olam, you have to get it right, this one. Havas Olam, it's Mechlokas, didn't give a source in the Gemara, the Rif has been given. Havas Olam, I've done this again. Chemla Gedoylo, Yisera Chemal Toledu. Chemla is pity, because Baruch Hu loved us, he has pity on us. Avina Malkeinu, Baruchim Chodododol, Baruchim. It's your great name and so on. And our forefathers, they had the Betochen in you, telling Chukei Chaim, you taught them Chukei Chaim. As we're sonach ablishlem, kaito chomene kosh baruch hu, also have chanina, you know, have mercy on us and teach us. Avin avarachaman, amarachem, rachem alin, have pity on us. So we're really laying it on thick now. What's coming out? What are we asking for? But you had 1 to 5 lines of Hashem, you're so merciful, have mercy on us. Rachem alinu. Av harachaman, hamarachem, rachem alinu. Betain, betain. So before the 10, the give, right? This ikka, give me, is you have 6 lines. What are you going? What are we actually asking for in this bracha? And I'll give you a clue. It's not to learn Torah, because when we all the other brachas of the Torah are very poshut, Shem Misvayisov and so on, and in the Shemana Yisra, Atochina in Lomudas is as short as all the other ones. You're asking for something very, very special here. All this rachamim and chemlo and so on. All love you gave us. Please, please, please. And it doesn't say to learn. Please give us tin bilibenu bino lehovin lehaskil lishmoa. It's got 3 things: havana, lehaskil, lishmoa, to listen. So you haven't even heard yet. Lil modal lami. Before you come to learning, You haven't heard, and you're already holding by bina lahovin. You're already sort of holding by understanding. Understanding what? We haven't learned. We haven't even heard yet. So what exactly is this bina? Is this bina to this understanding to understand? So you're understanding, and then you are masculine. Well, I want to be masculine as well. Masculine, I think, is. I like to understand it's common sense. The word masculine, he was very successful, Masliach. That type of understanding, you common sense a lot. And then lishma, and then to listen. So I'm praying, oh, Gosh Baruch Hu, please give me all of these things. I haven't even started listening yet. Even for that, all this rachamim seems to be pointing towards these 3 things. Lahobi, lahaskil, lishmaya. And then before I even start getting anywhere near the Limud HaTorah, right? Sit and listen, sit down and learn, and what are you asking me for? So I had this Einfeld. There's a new book came out last year of new Michtam Eliyahu they put together on Elul, Yom Neroim, and then Sukkos. So they put some all Inyonim together, and they have it's a likut of Inyonim they took from the old Michtam Eliyahu, and they also brought new things from Kisav Yad and so on, Kisav Yad. Very nice. So I was working on this, and I had an Einfeld of how to understand. It was a new insight. We all must struggle with this. What am I supposed to be thinking of when I say the Lahovin? Lahovin what?
If you're going to learn.
Well, I need to understand the importance of learning. Because I haven't got Lishmaya yet. Lahovin, Lahaskil, Lishmaya, and then Lomoid. So I'm asking a Havana before I've even sat down to learn. I mean, I'm asking to be able to learn. I don't know, I've never had, for you grappling with this, what am I asking for over here? Right? So I understand, I'm sort of balabatish, I mean, it's poshet. It means, I want to give the to understand the importance of learning. The Havin Lahaskil, to have common sense, and poshet, Lishmoa, to listen, to open my ears and listen to the drosha. And that'll give me, I don't know, maybe listen to Musa, Lahovin Musa, whatever it is, I don't know. To listen to what? And then take a sit down and little modal line and to learn. If anyone has a very, very simple, obvious answer, please help me afterwards.
Another. Yeah.
Right. So Shemaya means understand, right. The cash is, this is a big satire, let's say. And asking. So the Bina comes before the learn, hasn't even asked to learn yet.
What's the point?
The summit, I mean, we've got it over here. Obviously, I mean, I would have
asked, why isn't Lishmaya first? What is
Kedusha? I would have asked this. Kedusha Baruch Hu, please give me, I want to sit and learn. Help me to sit down and learn what I'm learning. I should hear what I'm learning, understand what I'm learning, and my skills will then just put it into practice. That type of thing. First of all, sit and learn. The Mem Tes Kenyonim, Mem Ches Kenyon, the Torah Nicholas Behem, and they call some gears, the first one is the Yeshiva. You want to be Kohen of the Torah. There's some gears, so it's independent from different Siddurim. One of the Siddurim they have there, one of the orders of the Mem Ches Kenyon, Yeshiva. Sit and learn. You want to be Kohen of the Torah, sit and learn. So the first thing should be, Kodesh Baruch Hu, please, first of all, please let me sit and learn, and give me the Havana, and the Shemiah, whatever it is, of Deher, like Shema Yisrael. I had this problem before the Chiddush. I'm hoping to tell you now. I didn't make up the problem after I heard the Chiddush. I've been living this for years, and I've always taken on. I think it's running from Yeshiva days. I've taken on, as people have said here, I need to have the Havana to understand the importance of learning. And then the Shema. It's always something to do with that. So, I'd like to make it. So, I'll tell you what, this is a. We've had Dashon, they've come to us, and they said like this. They said, you have to constantly grow in Yiddishkeit. Because if you don't go up, you go down the ladder, the Malachim up and down, there's no one standing in the same place, the same rung on the ladder. If you don't go up, you go down. And this is a famous Gaon on Mishlei, Erechaim Lamalo Lamaskil. Erechaim Lamaskil, Laman Lo Yasur Sha'ol Mata. So in order he shouldn't go down, the shoulder to hell. Right? So the Gaon says, it's Pasha Pshat, I suppose, but the Gaon says it out. He says, if you don't go up, you're bound to go down. There is no holding position. And I had a kasher on that, because I've seen people, years later, exactly the same as I knew them 30 years ago. The majority of people, I know people, Nebuch, with me in college, and they're really, today, it's incredible. One was a very good, Yerei Shemayim, as far as they're all. Today is a Hindu. I've heard a lot of people do go down. A lot of people are more or less, they've settled down. You get into your level, and more or less, you come out. That's everyone who isn't steiging, growing, always falling down. And the people are all sort of middling, and sort of maybe, they haven't gone totally delinquent. So the three little ideas which are taken from Michel Melion, and one of them is that the whole point of what the Gaon is saying is life is full of nisyonos, full of challenges, and when an Olam Harishon had this challenge, he does it doesn't eat from the Eitz Hadas, then there is no, I'll pass this nisoyan, I'll leave this one, I'll wait for the next nisoyan. You can't. You either eat it or doesn't eat it. There is no state sort of, and every nisoyan, either you give in to the temptation you've lost, and if you're a misgabber and you don't give in, then if I become a stronger person, a better person, you've overcome the pitui or the Eitzah Hara. But there is no, whenever you're in front of a nisoyan, there is no, you can't say, I'll leave this one, you bring the next one. Well, you can't leave it. You either do it or you don't do it. You do the mitzvah, you don't do the mitzvah. If you do the mitzvah, you've gone up. If you don't do the mitzvah, that's not a neutral thing. You've avoided them, you've neglected them, so that's really bad. That is, sha'ol mata. And there is no. So what happens when you see somebody who's sort of the same as he was years and years ago? At every moment, you know, it's gone up and down, up and down. What he's done is to maintain the Nekudas HaBechira, where his level is of choice. You know, so one day he comes to shul, one day he doesn't come to shul, comes on time, doesn't come on time. He's always more or less the same level. So it's true, the long run he is. But at any specific moment, at any time of Bechira, then it's either up or down. You're getting better, you've overcome it, or you pull yourself out of bed, and that's good, or you stayed in bed, that's not music, then you're down. There is nothing in the middle. This is like the first little idea I had. And there's another thing which is really, really awful, and that is something called Timtum Alev. And, you know, in Yeshayahu has this... Sorry, I just had to it's to be from the Haftarah of Yisra, isn't it? Hashmein, v'yomer leich ramat olam hazeh, shiru shomoya, listen. So, of course, is a key word. Those who have been paying attention, Arachim Lamaski, shomoya, shiru shomoya, al tovinu. They're listening, they're understanding. They won't know. Their heart has become fattened. It has become insensitive. Their ears are heavy. Lest they see with their eyes, I might actually do teshuva. This is a matter called, it's called denial. In this. So it's called Timtum Alev. The person isn't listening, he's scared. If I listen, I might do teshuva. If he doesn't want to, he avoids, he becomes impervious to Musa. And what is actually done, this person is avoiding, in fact, when he's saying, he's found his level and he'll stay there. Don't fight me, but he's actually avoiding it. And the way he's doing it is with Timtum Alev. And remember, Desa Tindal never does something very good, it's very useful in a sense. It's bad, you're always thinking, but Timtum Alev protects. It's something around your heart that protects your panemius. Because the worst thing a person can do, Rahman al-Islam, is to rebel. Right? If you're ignoring Musa, that's one thing. But if you listen to the Musa, and you believe it, and you're still down to Rahman al-Islam, that's really, really bad, because you're doing it as Kaino, the Machav and Limerick, but you know what you're supposed to do, and you don't do it, to rebel, that's the worst thing at all. So Timtum Alev actually protect you, avoid the confrontation. Right? You hear the Musa, you don't listen to it. So you really listen and believed it, and Rahman al-Islam, the person then carried on, doing it in his wayward path, that is the worst possible thing. So a person carried around this type of thing of avoiding Timtum Alev, inside, he's the same level, his actual heart, deep down, he knows what's right, and he just sort of ignore everything around him, in a way, he's maintaining his ruchness, it's all there, it's very ready. When the time comes, the moment you open his heart, you get the Timtum Alev away, it's actually, it's a fine hit inside. It's all good then. The worst thing, what is the worst thing can possibly happen to a person, we're all struggling in paranossa. I think the richer you are, the bigger problems you have in paranossa. You know, if you have a huge lot of money, they want to dab on the most to keep on to it. And I haven't been to that stage yet, but they tell me, everyone, the Anim Hashir, everyone in paranossa. But Rahman al-Islam, I think most people would agree, of all the shidduchim and the problems and rebellious children, anything you can think of, the worst thing Rahman al-Islam is illness. So no leinu. Because you know, it's a karabriyot they've seen him. Because if a nabuch in hospital, a person is ill, a sore throat is garnished. You know, you don't want to talk to me when I have a sore throat again. You don't want to know me. The slight little thing was so frail. And if you have your health and you have another problem, at least you can run around, you know, and try to beg, borrow, or steal some money to get yourself on your feet again. Yeah. But never, if you're in hospital, if you're unwell, there's nothing on earth you can do with all the money on earth. So really, if you're just a big gesund means at least if I'm healthy, I can do something about it, I can run away, I can hide it, I don't know whatever, at least I'm running. So the health is the most important thing. But there's actually something which is much what's worse than being in hospital with bad health. I'll tell you, that's why you were alive. I said this with asked for Mechila beforehand with great caution. The worst is actually in being in the Holocaust, Rahman Islam, And when I'm in a tzibur, they have personal experiences or whatever. That's worse, because there you are suffering, and at least if you're in hospital, you have a nurse, you have people looking after you and so on. It's really, really bad being in hospital. But Nebuch, when you're being tormented, and in that situation as well, that's really, really, that's the worst thing, almost the worst thing you could think of in Yolam Hazeh. That is really hell on earth. So the Novi comes up with something, what could be even worse than being tormented, than being in a Holocaust? What could be worse than that? If there is something even worse, can anyone have a guess? What's worse than being tormented? Mother-in-law. Even worse than being tortured to death. There is something worse than that.
65 years.
Well, you're not suffering at
one. Losing
a money lecture. It's a type of a trick. It's not a trick question. It's a real question. Listen to this. We have this Yeshaya Koftes. Yeah, we all know this. I'm trying to read it from because I'm stopping and starting. I won't try to stop it. Yan ki nigash ha'om hazeh befiv uvisfotov kibduni. Famous, of course. Yeah. So, what are these people? They're coming. The nigash. They are nigash. They are approaching the Almighty. Uvisfotov, right? Befiv with their mouth and lips, they are mechabed me. V'libo richak mimeni. But his heart is miles away. That he rossam, you see, mitzvahs and oshim v'lemodah. Right. So Yerosan, there is a Yira, or the Yiras Shemaim has now turned into mitzvahs, it's become now habitual, you know, through chinuch or practice. See, the people are actually taket going through a mitzvahs. Lochein, anyway, you see, flafli, it's almost a half of a fella. Chazal pick up on this, and it's actually on Yerushalayim over here. Is, you know, in the Teichacha, the Brachas, so we call them the Teichacha, it says there, mefli es makris amazeh. There's one haflo, mafli, this makshon was there. And this is haflo of a fella, this is worse. The Teichacha is the this Holocaust. When I was in the Beis HaKerem Yeshiva, from Gate, I went to Beis HaKerem for a short time, and a man used to come in there, and told me he lived in this Chiloni area. And once, I can't remember exactly what it was now, but he walked in, and they were reading the you know, the Teichacha, and or maybe picked up a chumash and found it there, and the man turned white. I said it was just like that. And when I read it, we don't see the horror of the cat, you know, we don't see it. But he went through it, and he came to the conclusion, no, silly me, I thought if this was happening, there's no Kodesh Baruch Hu, absolutely right. You know, there is no God. God doesn't exist the way I understood him. Right? My original, my preconception of what God is, obviously, was not true, was not right when I went through all of this. But I see now, I've opened a chumash, and Taika Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Hashem does love us, everything is full of love, but there's also an option for a Holocaust to also happen. And Taika, and he became Baal Teshuva. So what I was wrong in my preconception of what God has got to, God is always good and loving the whole time, I was obviously wrong. There's such a concept. But there's a Holocaust, something worse than a Holocaust, and the punishment is actually what's going to happen. The half of a fella, what is the half of a fella? So let's carry on reading. Yosef, halfly as Amaze, half of a fella, the Avdo Chochmas Chachomov, Uvinas Nevinov Tistata. The Chachom, you won't have Chachomim, and you won't have Bina, Mevinim. And that is it. That is the Oynish. That's worse than the Holocaust. And the way I told the Balabatian was, you know what's worse than being tormented? Is to be the tormentor. That's much, much worse. And if you're Rahman al-Islam, you have the choice of your child. Listen, I have an option. I can pretend to be one of them and become, as also the gentleman I met in Yerushalayim, who saw him. See that guy over there? And he was wearing, you know, a hat. And says he used to be, he was in the Gestapo, and his parents came into the camp, and it was his parents there, into Auschwitz. So goodness me, what's this? So yeah, sorry, we forgot to tell you, you're Jewish. They brought his kid, that kid up, they joined a Nazi youth, Yimach Shemam, and so on, and he thought he was a goy. And his parents came in, yeah, sorry, you are also Jewish. He might have slipped through, no one noticed, they took for granted he was a goy. And so what would you have your choice, your child? Look, either you become the tormentor, or be tortured to Rahman al-Islam, So obviously listen to the it's much, much worse. And the danger here, the older person, the bina, says Rav Dessler, is a penemius, and it's midah, can I get midah? I mean, actually, derech hateva. If you're doing the mitzvahs by rote, habitually, mitzvahs anshim lulumadah, is all superficial, then you'll lose the neshama, and it's possible to be a yid superficially, and inside, there's nothing, there's no more penemius left. That is the worst thing that can happen to a human being on earth. What we don't want to do is Hashem to be the torment, have the potential of being tormented, be less than a behemoth, have no neshama whatsoever. I echaled, and this that morning of the Shabbos Tshuva, I jettisoned my beautiful drasha. I told them something. I told them in Arichas, what I've just told you now. And I think this is could be a beautiful explanation over here. Shabbos, all the rachmonas I need. Chila gedoyer esayrod. Tain bili beinu bino lahovim. This is what is rachmonas when a person stands to lose by not having proper kavana, right? Doing all the mitzvahs without thinking about them, without the panemius, then tak, you will lose your being. A person in Rahman Islam can become, as it were, like a goyim. Chashon, not suggesting anyone here has reached that level. Elahaskil is the next one. Says the Rav Dessler, how do you save yourself from the Timtum Lev? Nebuchadnezzar, the Timtum Lev is not listening. You have to hack her right to really go at it. So Elahaskil, to use it, that's the Bechira, to carry on. The maskil, because well, give me that, I want to now make good bechiras the whole time. Lahovin, should I should be able to be maven, shouldn't lose, the shouldn't get the rechmanus, the klala of half of a fella, of losing the panemius, which is the ikka. And this is really the inyan of Ahav Zolom and Habocher B'mozel Bahava. The Bechev Kal Yisrael, as we have this premius, and we have the potential of the guy is really, really, really high. The Kosh Bar should help us. We should be Masech in all in Yonim, to constantly think of him, beware of him. Should be Zeicha the Gula Shleima. Amen.